Good afternoon. Good evening. This is there's a guy in the house. His name is Josh. He's been here before, once upon a time. Long time ago. And he is at my piano. I like that so much, but I just always have.
It's a cheeky ending.
It's a cheeky ending, and it goes along with the. Yeah, it's lovely, that is. It's kind of hard not to like it.
What do we do on a day?
So you're asking about soloing, and I think soloing is one of those things, like you've heard me do it, and it depends on the situation, right?
Okay.
So, and it depends on what you want to achieve as well, because there's sprint solos where you go all out from the beginning, but then you've got really not much to show for it after the fact. There's great solos that build up into something gorgeous, and that's what I tried to do in that recent 10-minute video that you were seeing.
Yeah.
Because at the end, I was just going for gold, mate. By minute 8, 9, yeah, all that. But a lot of the boring people, the people with short attention spans won't watch that far. So it's their loss, you see. So you can you know, all go all out. But then what have you got left to give? So a good solo is going to start like you're not running for a bus. Yes, that's right. Like you're not running for a bus. I'm still kind of just jogging. Still here. I don't know. I mean, I didn't just like. I don't know. I mean, you could stride. You can do also.
You told a story. But that's the most important thing. Like the best solos, anyway.
That's what my dad said. My dad said a solo should tell a story. It should not be a conversation like da 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 da, and then and da da da, and then once upon a time, because that is where you're leading the listener. And I suppose, actually, to be fair, of course, it does depend on where you are in the song. If you're halfway through a very energetic part, then let rip by all means, because maybe people have done it before you or whatever. But yeah, I'm still learning, because we're all still learning. I'm still a babe in the woods, but I want to improve my technique as well, because we all do, right? But the joy of that is talking to other people and working out exactly where you're going to go and what you're going to do. So yeah. Soloing is very subjective, I think, as well. Like, I don't know, with a sequence like that, it's a kind of very Carnival Caribbean-y vibe. Simple chords, but you can solo in that in so many ways, couldn't you? What would you do with those kind of chords?
I mean, well, firstly,
yes.
I wouldn't play all of the chords.
That's all right. Because, that's the thing. You don't even have to.
But I think I'll try to just say something, but through the piano, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and...
Because saying is the most important thing, and a lot of people don't say, they just do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then once you've done, what can you possibly do after that?
Yeah. Lashing is great and all of that, but
I know.
If you can make someone feel something, it's a bit more important. I feel like a good solo can do that. The best solos I've heard, anyway. I'm just like,
wow. No, you're right. I hope even just then messing around, I made you feel something. Nice, yeah. I want you to feel that's quite intimate, journey. You know?
That's what people want, though. Want the experience, not just,
Last time we were here, did I tell you about the... Because I had a thing, right? I always get people when I'm teaching them solos to start working on these three things. So... And back to top, right? So yeah, C, B flat, C, and so on, exactly. Now, with something very simple like that, you can run. But what's the point of that? Right, here's a way to do it. Thank you. What was that gorgeousness? Oh. Damn, you see?
Yeah.
We went from one thing completely into something brand spanking new, and that was gorgeous. You should teach your students that, because if they can spread that far, it's a really good way to start, because it's so open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
You could do anything in that.
Yeah.
I worked that out a couple of years ago, and I was really happy with it, and I called it 5 minutes of live, where I just did that for 5 minutes and soloed with the other hand, because you can do that without having a backing track and just let it rip.
That keeps the rhythm, that keeps the
harmony. It does.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm actually going to...
Start using that. That's a good one. Man, that was great. That was really great. I felt vibey. I felt like, and we told the story. We didn't run to it.
Yeah. You know what I find very interesting? How we tell stories.
Yeah.
It's very different, but it works.
Do you think? Because I think we still came to the same conclusion.
100%. But like, obviously, like how, I guess how our voice.
Oh, voicing is voicing is a really thing, isn't it? It's funny because we do voice differently. If someone said start a solo in, if you were starting with that whole, and someone said you had to start with the keys F, G, and B flat, we'd put them in whichever order we wanted. It didn't have to be that order, but we would do it differently. Like I would probably. Oh no, I can't use a C. Okay. But then you might do something. I love soloing. I think soloing is one of those traits that you either have or you don't, and you can learn it. But if you're a classical musician coming to this later, it's much harder.
Yeah.
I grew up around jazz, and I grew up around the idea that music didn't have to be the same every run through. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad of it.
Yeah. I grew up like early keys days. It was mixed. So I started off with jazz, but I got. I said when I was doing classical art, that's when my knowledge kind of really grew.
Yeah.
Therefore, my jazz improved, but it did have a restriction on how I play. And I can see that or sense that a lot more now than I did before. Because obviously when you're learning, it's like everything is new, so everything is great. Like, there's a thing the teacher says, to get from an E to a B, or to get from an E to a C in terms of grades,
yes,
it's not hard, but to get from a C to a B is harder. To get from a B to an A is harder.
Massive.
From an A, do you get what I'm saying? So I feel like I've gotten from the E to the C or E to the B, but to get those kind of top levels of playing where I can really truly express myself is
proven to be. I'm nowhere near there myself. I know that, and I listen to people like Amy Nolte in the video that inspired my whole 10-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a teacher in I think LA, and she's doing some just fantastic stuff. And I just feel like I could be there if I spent more time.
Mm-hmm.
So I will. You know, I felt so inspired watching this stuff. I was like, bloody hell, this is what people are doing. I want to do it too. I want to do it too. But music and jamming and helps you. It helps all of us because we go places we did not think to go. And I love that so much. You know, sitting on the toilet and coming up with. I was like, what?
Yes,
how? Where? Why? Because in my head, the melody I had was. And I was like, okay, what chords can I put with that? And I tried so many different variants. In the end, I went chromatic for the most part. And it felt right. And I was like, yeah, okay. I feel great about that. And I wouldn't have come up with that if I just didn't need the toilet at that particular time.
How would you say you improved like your speed in terms of chord changes? Because you move super fast with chord changes. That's something I really want.
That is just thinking about how the fingering feels to move from A to B. It's not even that I know necessarily what the chord's going to sound like until I've done it. And sometimes it's wrong, but sometimes it's not. Like that doesn't work. This works. Yeah, so it's just occasionally you hit it wrong, but you can always just recover because... If you know scales, basically, you have to think about what scale each finger is in when you chord, and then you can just change it up as you go.
Just the actual movement of it.
Yeah. I love thinking about these sorts of things. It's also really hard to break down what you do when you do it, because it's muscle memory and you just take for granted.
Yeah.
And when someone asks you, like, you have to really stop and think. And it's really a lesson, isn't it? Like, oh, where did I go and how did I get there? I sat where you're sitting one day and I went, and I was just strumming backwards, and it was just like that whole B flat was basically the mainstay. I love that. I really, I just felt like I was taken to somewhere completely new, man. It was
like
beautiful.
It's new, but that B-flat keeps it fairly homey. Like, this is the factor that everyone's familiar to, but it's called... Yeah, I got that from Robert Glasper.
Okay.
He's he's arguably, like, one of the most influential artists to me, anyway.
Oh, wow.
Like, a lot of how I play is because of how he plays.
So, okay.
So, if you don't know him, check him out.
Oh, I know of,
You know, so when you hear stuff, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's where Joshua.
That's where you get that from. I don't even know my influences because I listen to so many things. Like, people say I don't play like particularly anybody, but I play like me.
That's the goal at the end of the day, to be so, like, individual, that no one can really be in your lane. You can't be, like, you're known for you. You have your own unique sound. That's a goal.
That's what I want, really.
You know what I mean? You don't want to try and be someone else, or try and be the best impersonation of someone else.
Yes. Oh, that's a good way of thinking about it. The best impersonation of someone else. Because we all want to be us, don't we?
Yeah.
We want to be... When someone hears Josh play, oh, man, that's Josh.
That's Josh.
From a mile off. I want that. You want that.
Yeah.
In the beginning, I used to think it was a bad thing because it was too, like, my style-y. But everybody should have their signature sound.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with the signature sound. I think a lot of time we think in this land of social media that that's wrong. It's not true, man. So... cherish that and go for that all the time. So we did a little soloing in one way. What kind of things do you come across that you want to solo in, like chord sequences, I suppose, that kind of deal? Because where do you find yourself wanting to solo and being unable to be free as you'd like? Like, what kind of chord sequences? Because I think I love being able to sequence on any chord sequence someone gives me, even if I can't. Because the challenge is to work out how you can.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of with chord sequences, it's not necessarily the chords, because I feel like with every chord has its own set of
rules.
Kind of
it
for
does
me, for me to do, and I don't find it hard to figure that out.
No.
I find it hard to play the chords or comp whilst I'm soloing.
That can be hard.
You know what I mean?
That can be. I will grant you that can be very difficult. That's why I like having a four piece, because sometimes someone can take over, and then you can do more. You can be more fluid.
100%.
And today was proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
We nailed it today in some rehearsal. It was just mad, beautiful, mad. I loved it.
But yeah, that'd be my main thing. That and just the whole storytelling of modes and all of that, and how to incorporate that into how you feel and all of that stuff.
Well, I feel like a solo in a way needs a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
And I think one of the best of like solos that I did was that solo in the Tiny Man thing that I did, because it started. It was quite runny. As in running for a bus, but it was because the track was already quite up.
Mm-hmm.
Had it been the beginning, I would have probably done something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end, I just did a keyboard smear down and just let rip, and everybody just went wild.
Cool.
But yeah, beginning, middle, end. And it just came to a natural conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we always want to aim for. It doesn't always work out, unfortunately, in a gig, because sometimes a solo people say, oh, go another 16, and you've already done your end.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, right, well, let me just drag on. Ideally that doesn't happen, but it has happened before. It's a little awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm on the bus. Mm-hmm. I've paid my ticket. What do you want?
We've been on F quite a bit today.
F is a beautiful key, man. There's like this Moog blues in F. That with a guy called Justin Coughlin in the Pizza Express one day. Lovely tune. F tells its own story. I think every key does. I think that, and I know this is true of myself, and I want to change this. I can do certain things in certain keys, but I can't do everything in every key.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. I have like certain things for certain keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
That's a crazy one, isn't it? Like, yeah. Oh man, why can I do this and I always gravitate to X, so, Y, Z?
For example, in like C sharp, that's the only key that I have to do that kind of vibe.
Yeah, because if you start transposing it up, oh my gosh, it's hard work. Ridiculous. Like, where do you go?
It feels different. Or anything that's related to a B flat, I'm always doing.
Yeah. Actually, the B flat scale is a good one when the right hand there. Yeah. That's, oh man, I'm not the only one then. This is something that I think keyboardists will suffer with.
In E or B, I can generally. Yeah, I do kind of.
Hey, you know how alike we are right now?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The other day I played this and like, all right. I'm a bit stuck here because.
Yeah, G is a bit hard.
Why is G hard? I mean.
I think it's because it's got a lot of keys.
Yeah, it is, and you know, I find C weirdly. Why is C hard? Like
C, D, and G are very difficult for me. I'm just like, what do I do? I don't know.
I'm not alone.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what the hell? But anything with a black, like with a lot of black keys, I'm like, okay.
E's good because it's just a spin off of B. It's a spin off of B.
Yeah.
E flat's lovely.
E flat's beautiful.
Actually, E is D is A. Do that and you're fine again.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
yeah.
But because that's the same with E and B, and that's why. That's, oh my gosh. Yeah. And C-sharp?
C-sharp.
And we talked about C. I'm not, you know what? It's so nice to not be alone.
Yeah,
this is the world, man.
Yeah, C's meant to be the easiest one.
It's, and it's not.
So difficult.
I don't know why C is so hard, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of time I end up doing something like that.
Last time I just tried the pentatonic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do that. Or I try to. What do I do? Again, I do the. If I'm there.
Okay.
The mixer. So.
Sometimes I'll be like. That's the best cheating way around it.
Yeah. Or I go to another key.
Oh, that's yeah. A, that works.
Like a Phrygian. Yeah, I try and do that a lot to compensate.
Yes, for our failures.
You're not alone. Yeah,
and the thing is, you know, it's like when someone comes forward because a crime is committed and thousands of other people do.
Yeah.
You're not alone in this. I didn't know I wasn't alone in this. I feel better now. Don't you feel better now?
Same.
And we do the same way we play the. We play this.
We are quite similar.
I've been saying this for years since the end. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this as we're in D major, and we're just doing a 2-5-3-6 kind of thing, or that movement.
Ah, I can see why you say that.
That's how I see it.
All right,
let's try.
Hit those chords up, and I'll show you what I might solo on with that, and then we'll swap over. Thank you.
let's unpack that. let's unpack that.
Good luck with that.
So what I was trying to do with this chord is I was kind of soloing on to D major doing that. I was trying doing a bit of A as well.
I don't remember which.
Isn't A a version of D?
It's a modal version of something to do with D.
Yeah.
But I don't.
I can't remember.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't give the name of it. But I think I know what you're trying to say. I was trying to do that, especially on chords like that.
F sharp and F sharp.
Yeah. Chromatic a lot because of the like the tempo and all of that.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of E as well, like E major.
That's me all over, man.
Yeah,
me all over.
I noticed you doing that. Yeah. So that's what I was trying to do on this one, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I thought it sounded decent. Playing the two another keyboards really does help though. Because I'll hear stuff you do and I try and
I know I play differently on piano than Keith. This is just a simple fact. I don't know that I could do all the same things all the time.
Yeah,
this is just the way it is. But yeah. So on hitting the air, I tried to think up melodies in solos that people remember. I can't remember any of them now, thankfully the video's going.
Yeah.
But I know that I did like some kind of... I don't know what I did. But yeah, I like melodies and stuff because it reminds me of sort of guitars.
Yeah.
Jazz guitarists.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I love that sort of thing.
One thing I do a lot in pretty much all keys is so. Yeah, something like that. But that's just something I like doing. This is a melody. Well,
that's one thing I like doing is like you know.
Yeah, I do that. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I love all that sort
of
thing. Because here, like for example, you're going, you know. That's an F sharp, but it's over the A.
Mm-hmm.
I love all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I love that kind of particular chord. It's very sort of musical, Broadway type thing. Because there's that, I don't remember what the song is, but there's a song that kind of uses that sort of chord. Yeah, it's that kind of chord. I love it. I don't know exactly what it is, but I get good vibes from things like that. I don't even know what half the chords I use are actually called. I just play them because they work. As big chords as possible. I love spreading my hand big on the keyboard because it sounds impressive. Just, it works. That's how we came up with that. When we're doing the chin originally. Because I was like, okay, how far can I spread this?
Yeah,
like 12.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I was soloing, like, I don't think in scales and modes. I think in what have I done before that can work in a given thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what key I've done it in before. And, oh, okay, I can do it in this key if I don't think about it too hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the thing. And I suppose, as I say before, like melodies, because melodies are so nice... sort of thing. I like taking, yeah, like we talked about, taking the listener on a journey through the chord structure and through my thoughts. And there's just not enough of that in the world. Sharp minor over D major, because you can get rid of it in the next chord over. Yeah, I've got like, that's a great D chord, because in the next chord you're going to get rid of it entirely. Going, that is a lovely jazz chord for sure. It's the second inversion, A flat of a B. You're going somewhere else, aren't you? You're not stopping here. Yeah, you see? Oh, I chord is another just of my passions. Mm-hmm. Love where they can go, what they can do.
Those grand chords that are not your normal. Because I do like a lot of block chords. I do either block chords or cluster chords.
Yeah.
So you're like, I'm always doing those kind of chords, and it's like they're fairly simple, and they work and they sound nice.
But yeah, I like suspending things. Suspending is lovely.
Stuff like that.
Drop your B to a B flat. You flatten it, and then you've got the chord. That's it. That kind of. Yeah.
Soundtracks where you just like invoke a lot of feeling.
Yeah, because you like. Yeah, because they take you. That's the part of the journey, isn't it? You're going from A to B to C. Like, and for you listening with perfect pitch, I don't mean the chords. I mean the physical steps. I love all that suspended stuff. It's just so fattening. It's like a diet that you just can't get off of. Sit and do just that. I can't help myself.
And then people remember that.
They do, don't they?
I need to know.
And in context, because if you play it as that.
Okay.
Can you stretch that far? Yes, you can.
Wait, so what's the first note?
G. Out with the sustain, it just brings it alive. So I like transition chords. A lot of people ask me about that. Yeah, like, yeah, where do I get those? I don't know. Yeah. I find them and they just either work or they don't. Mm-hmm. And I try to make them work more than not. Same difference. And people remember, because F goes to E flat so nice. So maybe when you think about it in that key, you go, oh, I've done that before, but you don't know it. And my friend James Bowden, who's a concert classical pianist, says he can't do the things that I do, which is lies, because he's just grade 8 madness, right? He's like, the things that I hear you do are things I do in different keys, but when you hear them in a different key or feel them, it doesn't feel like you've known it. And it's not true. Think about it as an octave and a bit. So it's a ninth, and it's the middle part of your fingers that move down a semi. That's it. And then just... So you can either come down chromatically in your left hand, or you can go B-flat. Do that. That's a lovely one, because you can honestly get from all sorts of places to that, and it's hummable. Da, 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 da. It's so beautiful, and it's one I use a lot. I mean, it literally works in so many situations. It's just 2-5-1s, but it's a nice 2-5-1. Whereas 2-5-1s are so boring by default, mm-hmm. So you've got to beef them up a bit and make them, as we say, memorable.
Speaking of 2-5-1s, making them memorable, because I learned, obviously with different keys you do different things, so
yeah, you do.
My standard for like every key would be like, and then some kind of chromaticism on the 5, and then...
See, you're already doing it, but you're doing it in a different way. You're doing the same thing I just showed you, but you're doing it differently. See, because now you're doing it in the F, you can feel like you've done it before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you actually do it, but you didn't know you did it.
No. Yeah.
So you're actually just changing that. If you're spreading out the chord a bit further, instead of... Move the F, so you're moving from... to, and then you can do it. Beautiful as well. You can hum that, you play it, and it's just lovely. These are the things, man, I will show you.
And it's right, because those are the tiny things that you may only play once in a thing, and people will remember that.
They will remember those changes, because it feels right, doesn't it? Mm. I mean, you're coming out of like...
Thank you.
all over the houses.
Yeah.
I love endings like that because you just let the band set the tone and everyone has to follow, damn it. Aye, aye, aye. Yeah, man. That's a joy.
How much time have you recorded?
How big is this ass video going to be? It's going to be massive. 1 hour, 5 minutes, 6 seconds.